Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
So the one war, that message to me is one of the most powerful revelations you have about spiritual warfare. And this was just an element that you were going to put into that book. I'm utterly floored because I believe that you have such a key revelation about actual warfare that the church misses. And we go about it. I mean, charismatic churches that I've been in, I mean, it has been, yeah, let's go do our rain dance. And that's the wrong principle of it from beginning to end. And
we are called to defeat Satan, and that's what I'm refuting.
And exactly.
Because it becomes foolish if you're trying to kill something that's already happened.
A work that Christ already has done for you.
On the cross.
On the cross. And you're trying to do it again. It's not necessary, and it is foolish. Why can't we just let his word and his work stand for itself? Mm-hmm. He did it already. Mm-hmm. And so there's so much in that I really want to come back out. It's needed. We're living in a war right now. Mm-hmm. And we're witnessing a war right now. And we need to know what spiritual warfare is. We need to know the right stance in spiritual warfare. And we need to know how to become an overcomer and be an overcomer. And that's why, you know...
That's what you're doing, pulling all this.
In this moment, I know that we need to be overcomers. And we need to have the right stance so that we can win this war. Because it's already won.
It's a W-O-N war.
It's a one war, W-O-N war. And, you know, I can do all day long my rain dance, but my rain dance doesn't do a whole lot. It may make me feel good for the moment because I've done something, but it's really effective for nothing.
And it's used analogy that dropping off your baby for care. These two women and Jacqueline, who's been transcribing for years faithfully, tediously, it's just such a gift to me to be helped over the hump that I feel I'm in. And the task is daunting for me to put it, transfer it into a book. It's somehow I need help.
I can completely understand how it would be impossible for you to do, because God gave you a style of writing that is very unique. That is not your style of speaking. You speak in a certain style. You write in a certain style. Mm-hmm. And it would be, if I thought I had to take what you have spoken and put it into the way you write, it would be impossible. And so, because God gave you that anointing in writing, it would be a really hard thing for you to let that go and then edit this spoken mm-hmm. word. Mm-hmm. It would be so time consuming for you to do it in the way you write. Because I don't write, it makes it easier.
Well, you have a flow when you write, a stream. I like John's word of a stream. It flows, it goes, and but it is given to you as a written message. Your speaking is very personal, very unique as well, but does not follow that flow mm-hmm. at all. Because the Spirit just moves differently in you depending on what the situation is. And your speaking, to me, has always drawn the person into your life, into what you're speak, into the revelation, into your person. It's so uniquely personal. And not that your writing isn't, but your writing is just very different. And there's something between your voice and the words he gives that just kind of pulls you. And this was over 25 years ago, when I realize now, and I can understand why you can't go back, because there's things we couldn't understand years ago. Now they just seem irrelevant to us, because you are so much further down the road. The Lord has you in a different place, but they're so crucial. Because I said to Martha, when I first saw her, which was over 25 years ago, I really couldn't tell you at that time what I saw. Now I understand it was Christ. It was just a unique situation of, I have been looking for years for the truth, for the real person. And I saw him on you. But if I were to try, because I'm not a writer, if I were to try to put that in words, I don't have any except I saw Jesus. And see, I can sit down and hear, and I hear him. And you're disconnected from these, yet we turn on the CD player or whatever, and there's the Lord. It's like a personal counseling situation with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is, you don't realize about these. They're very, I keep a running supply of CDs in my car, and they're all old ones, but they're all so fresh and new and a fresh word, because that's just what the Lord's given through them. So to us, it's not tedious to listen to. For you, it would probably be very hard to go back and listen and see it and try and put it in how you'd like to see it now. Mm-hmm. It would be hard, but for us, it's very different.
Oh, that's so helpful. Thank you both for the insight.
Well, I was telling Miles the other day, I was saying how your writing style, I was saying, you know, I actually started crying when I said it. I was telling a friend of mine, Patrick and Miles, at the same time, I was telling them that your writing style literally calls forth out of me the very thing that you're writing about. So when I read Adoration, the style of your writing and the way you laid it out literally calls me to be a Mary and shows me how to walk moment by moment as a Mary, literally by how you've lined out the entire, it gives you Selah moments. You have to listen, and you have to Selah, and you have to enter in, and you have to focus, and you have to wait at his feet. And that's exactly what the way you write it patterns it off, so that I know how Mary lived, because I can, by reading it that way, I'm doing what Mary did. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Oh, wonderful.
But I've witnessed it. I've done it. And that's why I was so completely impressed by your writing style, because you're calling me into a contemplative and deeply meditative way, and completely turned on listening way of focusing on him. And so, you know, then I said, well, am I going to lose this taking it from the audio to the written? And I don't believe so. I believe that it's different. I believe your style, there was a, you know, Chariot of Fire, though it has your style, it doesn't have it like Adoration does. All and Only in Adoration, it is so fine-tuned to make you listen and wait and look at him. Chariot of Fire is more of a militant warfare pose with Jezebel and Ahab and Elijah. And it's not written the same way. And even Altogether Forgiven is not written that way. It's a little, I think your style is perfectly centered for those two messages in totality, because they're the core and they're the focus. But now that we're doing these on warfare, I think it's going to have a little more regular flow.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.